In the aftermath of September 11th, commentator Andrei Codrescu says he has found it difficult to do anything at all.
We Americans don't like waiting. In the country of instant gratification, waiting is unbearable. So we don't usually wait. We make phone calls and set up meetings when the new batch of fries at McDonald's isn't out yet. We don't like lines, but if we have to be in them, like when the new Harry Potter comes in, we bring our tents, little TVs, and electronic games to pass the time. Idle hands are the devil's work, so we've banished idleness and don't much value indolence and lassitude either. We credit our prosperity to our speed and efficiency, even if it sometimes comes at the expense of prudence and deliberation. We find it even harder now to wait for something to happen. While the high councils of the land are making decisions that will affect our lives for years to come, we find it impossible to stay put. It would be nice to get back to normal, but everything we used to do seems very different now. Some of it seems downright insignificant. We look over the list of things to do from before 9/11/2001 and shrug our shoulders. What in the world made us think any of it was urgent? To pass the time, we fire back and forth emails asking all our friends if they're all right, whether they live in New York and Washington or not. Most of them are, physically at least. Psychologically, none of them are. They feel just like we do, powerless, waiting for news, obsessively glued to TV and radio. I cannot begin to express my admiration for the news people who keep us engaged every minute, 24 hours a day. They are heroic, intelligent, hard-working, and at the same time not afraid to be vulnerable and human. But it's easier for them. They are not waiting. The internet, too, is buzzing, but mostly with make-busy noises without much substance, opinions and theories of every sort. Self-important chain letters get forwarded ad nauseam. People with little authority, moral or otherwise, are brushing off moldy left-wing or right-wing arguments against our government. Noam Chomsky's nutty opinions and the rantings of Christopher Hitchens on the left and Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson's apocalyptic froth on the right are all blaming America for the terror. It's unconscionable. How could they look on the faces of people who've lost loved ones and continue their callous ideological patter? Meanwhile, the real heroes, the New York and Washington firemen and rescuers, and our news teams keep us sane. Still, we wait, and we don't like it. Inertia keeps some of us working on pre-terror projects, but our hearts aren't in it. Whatever happens next will define everything we are going to do. We will adapt old projects or start new ones from scratch. In any case, we have rarely waited this impatiently for our national life to give direction to our individual lives.
Andrei Codrescu is publisher of the online journal Exquisite Corpse.
All Things Considered is a production of National Public Radio, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT. And please visit our website, npr.org, which includes All Songs Considered, a web program and compact disc featuring music heard on All Things Considered. This is NPR, National Public Radio.